It's time to let loose. Talk some men and play in the playground. The Sunday Morning Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. The Ticket. Here are your hosts, Jay-Z and Jeff. At the playground.
Good morning. Welcome to the playground right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. The Ticket. You just heard Dr. Joe Gannon for 2 hours on the Appliance Doctor Radio Show, 8 to 10 every Sunday. This show follows the playground right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. The Ticket. Let me welcome in everyone around the round table. My name is Josh Zinke. Jeff Childs isn't here today. He is gone. Family business. Understand. He'll be back next week, though. He's on his way back today. Tony O, how you doing? He is not here as well. I think I'm running the show by myself. Matt Misler. Is Matt Misler running the ones and twos?
I am here.
He is here. All
you
right,
can't
so
get away
somebody.
With just me. Yeah, you can't just go without
me. I have somebody to talk to at least today.
Yep.
If you want to call in and talk to us, we will need your help. 734-998-1050. JJ will be calling in. I haven't talked to him, but Michigan, the women won the swimming, diving. He'll be talking to us, right?
You just made the list.
He'll be talking to us.
Yeah.
As well as you, the caller, if you want to join us. It's 1 hour talking Michigan sports, being real. More of a fan's view than a journalist's view. We can kind of say things that others can't. Reason why?
Because we can.
Well, that and because they have to kind of answer those people. We're the Dan Dockage to the Izzo. You know? You saw that?
I did see that. I saw the video. Was it you that retweeted that video, the press conference after that game?
Yeah, Izzo was all upset because Dockage said something that he believed was wrong. And
yeah.
Dan called him back. Dan's a good guy. He's been in the studio here
Dan
in Ann Arbor.
Dan is a good guy. I will say that we've had a lot of people use our studio before for, you know, their programs, you know, that are not here in Ann Arbor. And Dan is one of those guys that is, you know, you don't expect a lot of people to come over here because I've ran the board for him. I never expect anyone to come over here and just shoot the you know what with me afterwards.
Guns.
And
he was one,
yeah.
Guns?
Yeah. And he came over and he talked with me afterwards.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Yeah.
Really
like
nice
my
guy.
Experience, I've worked with him. Even when things weren't going right, he was still not, you know, there are people who you mess up one thing and they go after you. I'm not going to name names.
You just made the list.
But there are some people that we've worked with in the past and I'm like, I'm glad I don't work for that guy on a regular basis.
Right.
But Dan Dockage is not one of those guys. Good guy. And I did like the Purdue-Michigan State game. Purdue won. That's right. I'm still rolling with Purdue. That Michigan State, well, not the Izzone, but the wherever Purdue calls their student section, we're all chanting Dockage.
The boiler room?
Yeah, maybe the boiler room. Is that what they call it?
I don't know. I'm guessing. If that's not what it is, it should be that. The boiler room.
It should
room.
Be. You are correct.
Mankind versus The Rock.
Right. So I would say, yeah, so I like that. They did beat, and tweets this morning are just killing Michigan State. Like, I didn't even retweet them. It was just that bad. You know, like, you know, they actually, the points they had in the first half, Michigan had, and points they had, Michigan State had the entire game, stuff like that. Michigan State only lost by, what, yesterday, so many, and they saying that that's an improvement over what they lost to Michigan. It's just, they're roasting Michigan State on Twitter right now, the basketball team. So, Purdue is my one team, and yes, here it comes through. But the Michigan basketball team looking better as well.
Yeah, it's beginning to look like my prediction was completely wrong.
And that was, what was your prediction?
Realistically, only going 1-6 the last seven.
Okay.
And I'm wrong. Apparently it needed me to tear them down, apparently, for them to finally, you know, oh, hey, we need to win.
Yeah, no, they beat Wisconsin
11-18. We're sick and tired of that Miz guy talking bad about us.
Yeah, I don't think that's it, or they would have done that for me a long time ago.
Yeah.
I've been talking bad about the basketball team for a while. Looks like Beilein, he made a few moves by putting Irvin as the three and putting Muhammad Ali, Abdul Rahman, Tyson Lewis, Lennox Lewis, Mike Tyson into the other guard spot, play with Walton, and that's changed things. It really has, and Walton's really stepped up as a senior, and they look like they're headed towards 64, where a couple weeks ago I would have laughed if someone would have told me that, because I would never believe that the Michigan basketball team would beat Wisconsin at home. But they did. They did that, and they're moving right along, even though they will be facing Purdue very soon.
It was kind of questionable, actually, in that game against Wisconsin. I watched the first half, and they looked impressive coming out. Really showed a lot of moxie in the first half as far as the beginning. And then I switched over to the women's game to see how that game was going, and it wasn't looking pretty for the ladies down in Indiana at the time. Switched back and was close to halftime at that point. Wisconsin was starting to pull away, and I'm like, well, here we go. Here's the Michigan basketball team we know and love so well. And lo and behold, second half come around, and they shut them down. I was surprised.
Yeah, Irvin with 18, Mo Wagner with 21, Marr with 12, and then Derek Walton with 5. Kind of disappeared, but same thing. You don't need him scoring all the points, and I think that's where he changed it up. Because of, in, you know, before, say, months ago, Walton would have to shoot a lot, Irvin would have to shoot a lot, and those guys in the middle wouldn't be doing as much as far as Wagner and DJ Wilson. Wilson, only 2 points in the game, but yes, they get the victory at home, which is a big victory, their best victory of the year. And they have some tough games coming up in the RPI. I think the teams left, Rutgers the only one that's below Michigan.
Yeah, I think
in RPI.
Yeah, I think they are the only one that's below. I mean, tonight's at Minnesota. That probably, besides the game at home against Purdue, that's probably going to be the toughest game that they'll have the rest of the way.
Yeah, and especially since we know the road is tough. Minnesota is favored to win that game tonight by one. You can hear that at 6:30.
Pre-game. Next door and W4 Country.
That's correct. You grabbed the log that I... Oh, no, I put it on the very top. That's not... You grabbed the correct log.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. For some reason, behind the scenes, you grabbed the right one. The one above it, up on top of that thing,
yeah,
is the W4 log. Because I was going to put it in there, but guess what, Miz? There's no commercials. Why would there be no commercials for a basketball game?
The only thing I would think is the program director didn't want it.
Or someone forgot to air the commercials in the log. We'll see if that changes.
We'll see
if that changes. But yeah, 7 o'clock tip for the basketball game as the men try to go to Minnesota and pull one out there. They're playing a lot better. I could see that 1-point favorite from Minnesota because it is in the barn, that it could be a tough one for Michigan to go into. But they're playing a lot better, and it's not where... They already have one win on the road, and the road is very tough. So more likely, go in there, play a hard-fought game, and see what comes down to at the end, you know, when there's a minute left.
Plus, it's a Patino coach, Patino. I can't remember what the last name is, but it's the son of the Louisville coach.
Are you sure?
No.
Okay.
We'll just say yes for right now.
All right. Remember. Minnesota 19-7, Michigan 17-9 going into the game tonight. We'll really see what happens. Also, the women play today, I believe.
It is right here on WTKA 145 pregame. They're trying to sell out the Chrysler against MSU.
Yeah, the tickets. So the M Zone with Jamie Morris, Marcus Ray, myself, we'll all be there. You got to wear your maze.
Of course.
Tickets are sold. They've already sold over 10,000 tickets, so get there early.
You need to get there.
Yeah, and so I'll be down there. We're not setting up a booth or nothing. We're just going to be there as part of the crowd, cheering on everyone as they try to crash Chrysler, is what they're calling it.
Crash the Chrysler. Get real loud down there. I mean, this is an in-state. This is the only matchup between the two teams this year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, only one.
Yep. And this is the one that I think everyone should go down to the Chrysler for, is this one. Make a lot of noise. Show the love and support you got for Michigan basketball. Because I don't know if the men will really, how well they'll fare against Purdue for their last home game. Do it for the ladies. The ladies are just killing it right now. You know, they could use a lot of love after a heartbreaking loss down in Indiana.
Yep. So it's not just about breaking the record of attendance, which is 5,991.
It's just showing love.
And well, no, it's also because they've had 21, most they've ever won at Michigan, the women's side. 21 wins is most they've had in the season. They have 21 right now.
Yeah, so another win would break the regular season record.
So you can be part of two things at once, breaking record of the attendance and also breaking record of the actual record of wins in a season for Michigan. Like you said, they lost to Indiana. They just didn't have enough fight. I don't know. We're really looking at it as they went in there, and I'm not saying they just were outplayed. I just don't think they had enough, you know, huspa, you know, enough backbone because they just kind of didn't play with that enough intensity. Because of that, they ended up going away from what they knew. And, I mean, Gondrzik is still a little unhealthy. So because of that, they didn't get that W. And hopefully she's 100% healthy today, because then you'll have the big three of Hallie Thome and also Caitlin Flaherty. And you have those three. They're very unstoppable. And I really look at that team as they can go all the way in the Big Ten tournament. They can win that Big Ten tournament because they've only played Ohio State once, and Kelsey Mitchell's probably going to be player of the year in the Big Ten. But that's the thing, is Ohio State, there are, you know, she's their player. Mm-hmm. And then Maryland's right there too. And Maryland, there's a lot of stuff they could correct from what they saw, because they dumped it in. And then there was nothing you do when you have the player like in the circle, and if she could dunk, she would dunk it every time. And I think they've learned what their mistakes were against those two teams.
Yeah, just so, one more win for Michigan, and they lock up that number three spot in the Big Ten tournament as well.
Yep, and so really they want to be number three, because that means they would not play Maryland until the championship game, plus they have 2 days off. But let's go ahead and take our first caller. JJ, is there anything going on as far as swimming, diving, anything like that? Any kind of updates for us, JJ?
Well, once again, the women's swim team, for the second time in a row under Mike Bottom, won the Big Ten championship yesterday. They finished up, and it was a tough battle. Indiana has a lot of horses, and it was basically a three-team race. And our girl got DQ'd in the 200 IM, so we lost the 32 points there, plus Indiana gained another 6 points. But the last day we outswam everybody, and we did pretty well. So, I have to admit something. I was actually kind of sad watching that meet. Why would you be sad watching that meet, JJ? Because now I realize, even though it's been 40 years, that I was a competitive swimmer, I now have to realize that girls are faster than I ever was on my best day. And that just puts it all into perspective, about the accomplishments of my life. And so you sit there. And then my old high school swim coach, Jim Lawrence, passed this week. He was coaching at Trenton for a while. Then he had Alzheimer's. He was a heck of a coach for me. And he's got an 11- and 12-year-old girl in his swim club that goes as fast as I did. Back in that day, she's one of the best flyers in the 200 fly. It's just unbelievable how human beings are just improving in the sports every day, and I'm privileged to watch this stuff. But enough about swimming. I want to talk a little bit about basketball right now.
All right.
And they have the nominations for the Basketball Hall of Fame. And I don't give one rat's behind about Chris Webber, but I'll tell you what, my favorite all-time Michigan basketball player, the guy I grew up watching, and when I played Strat-O-Matic basketball, he was my number two draft pick and my leading scorer every year I played in the game, one Rudy Tomjanovich. One of the greatest outside shooters in NBA history. He's one of the few non-centers that I believe he has a career field goal percentage over 50%, which is, pretty remarkable for, being a non-center. He was that good of a shooter. He was kind of like Nick Stauskas and Glenn Rice, maybe at another level, because he could rebound too. So while you're hashing around things today, have somebody give you a little tutelage online about the great Rudy Tomjanovich, Rudy T, as he was affectionately known. And look at some of the records he produced. And I remember watching him in the NBA when the NBA was junk, and he was one heck of a man. So I feel blessed today that I get to listen to your radio show, and I get to watch stuff live at the Big Ten meet and don't have to leave the confines of my little office. Sports world is wonderful. Thank you, and go blue as always.
Thank you. Thank you, JJ. Sorry for your loss of your coach. You're correct, and athletes are getting better and better every day in all sports. If you watch any of the Olympics, of how they've kind of transcend of time, how stuff, seven feet was like high jump, and then they're doing this, and next thing you know, these guys are jumping these crazy amounts, and it's like, what changed? It's just everyone was better. We focus on that sport in the Olympics. People focus on that sport all year long. I know a guy who works out, I work out with. He pretty much is a lead runner, meaning he's the guy during those big things in the Olympics, those big, and he's the one that will race as hard as he can to get in front and make sure all those other guys keep up with him. And then he never wins. He's not supposed to. That's not what he's supposed to do. His thing is to keep everyone else trailing him and keep them at a high speed. That way it makes those all guys tired. So his teammates that are in the back, taking their turn, getting where they're going, can get up and get past all these guys. And it's one of those things like, so you've never, your whole thing is not to ever win a medal. It's just really to get everyone else tired so your teammates can get ahead of you and them and win medals. And he's like, yeah, that's my job. That's what I do. That's what he trains all year long for. And he's the guy at the treadmill going at like the speed of 9. And you're like, just looking at him like, you don't need to work out. Like, really, you have no body fat. Like, what are you doing? And that's what he does. He's training for the Olympics. So
I was going to say, you think about, you brought up the Olympics. I mean, Katie Ledecky in this past Olympics smashed the old, the old 800 meters record that was set or whatnot. I mean, you take a look at how the Olympics have, and just athletics in general has just changed over the years. It's just amazing how, you know, someone can smash a record and destroy it and just obliterate it by, you know, over a minute or whatnot. You know, to kind of go back to what JJ was talking about with how fast the ladies are swimming nowadays.
Yeah. And you shouldn't be upset with that. You just
not at
know
all.
It's better. I mean, you know, there's better ways over the years that they've thought of how to get swimmers faster. And it's not just sometimes it's illegal. I'm not saying that happens anymore. There's people trying to figure that out too. I mean, it keeps up with the standards. You got to keep up with people getting better, but they're also looking at ways of getting ahead of everyone else too at the Olympics. But thanks for the call, JJ. All right, when we come back after this break, we're going to talk some softball, baseball, and then our final segment, since Jeff Childs wanted me to. He said, you know what? You really know about Tigers baseball. You should talk about it. You know what, Jeff? You were correct. So after this break, we'll talk Michigan softball, baseball right here on the playground.